if you're starting to feel lost, if you're starting to feel stuck, you're not going to get reignited and find yourself again in the same damn routine, talking to the same damn people, doing the same damn thing every damn day. You're not going to find yourself again there if you lost yourself there. You're going to have to go out and try something big or new, or talk to new people, or get in a totally different routine, try a new job, try a new thing in order to find yourself again. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I'm so proud of you for making the time. I always wonder what you guys are doing. Are you driving in your car? Are you putting on your makeup? Are you going for a walk? It's so much fun knowing that I get to just kind of be with you while doing those things. And if it's weird that you're showering, that is really weird what I just said. So that's bizarre, but cool. Glad to be here. I want to read a review because you guys know I'm shouting out reviews every single week. I'm so grateful for you. So if you want to go leave a 5-star review, I'm going to shout your name out because I'm obsessed with you and so grateful. This week's review is from Queen Kirk Manifests. She says, I discovered Lori faithfully after I typed in words like manifesting, business, coaching, mindset, and here it is, earn your happy. The full enchilada of everything, entrepreneurship, encouragement, and engagement. Lori's episodes, whether a quick session, bringing in her wealth of knowledge, hubby for a back and forth strategy segment, each episode is full of life amplification. It does not matter the topic. You can take something away and it will be life changing. Every single episode gives you strength to be who you are and strong in your achievements. If you want to excel forward to live life amplified, earn your happy will nourish your roots and expand your mind. The woo-woo guru, Rachel Kirk. Rachel Kirk, thank you so much for this awesome review. My love language is words of affirmation, so this was like extra special. So thank you so much. And today on the quickie, I just want to talk about how important it is to do things that switch up your routine and your energy, ultimately switching up your energy, right? Because so often we get stuck. We get stuck in our businesses, in our relationships, and just energetically we get stuck. I want you to think about how energy works when you're thinking of stagnation. And I think the easiest way to think of this is a pond. When water is stagnant, when that energy is stagnant, what happens? It gets murky, it gets bacteria, it's nasty, it's disgusting. You can't drink it, it's toxic, right? And that's exactly what happens when energy is not moved. When water flows, that same exact water, if that water was in a lake, ocean, or river, would be nothing like that, right? It would be clean, it would be flowing, it would be, obviously, we're not talking about outside pollutants from mankind, but the water would be clean. Like some of the cleanest water is in rivers, right? And it's flowing. And you need to think of this as energy. If you are doing the same thing over and over, even if it's something that you love, that's still energy that's not able to go experience something new and have new experiences and new perspective shifts. And a way to immediately get new energy is to meet new people. And sometimes we can get stuck in our old ways and we like who we like and we don't want to think different and we don't want that outside opinion or we don't like the way this person thinks. But can we meet somebody and look at what's good? Look at what new energy they bring. Look at what new perspective, even if it's not the one that you want. But how can we always be trying to gain something from every single experience? And this is truly how the most successful people in the world think, is that everybody has something to offer you. So one of the quickest things you can do is go meet someone new and have a new conversation. You can also go try a new activity. You can travel. You can try a new workout. And sometimes you're going to be like, holy shit, that shifted me immediately. Like, maybe you might try a bar class that you've never tried, or a Pilates class, or a spin class, or maybe you join a run club. And sometimes it's like an immediate shift. You're like, I can't believe I've been missing this. I feel so different. I have this sense of community. I moved my body different. The instructor said something that blew my mind. And sometimes you try new things and you're like, eh, wasn't that great? But it did get you out of your normal routine. No regrets ever around trying something new, because it helped you go see a new way. Oh, okay. Well, Pilates, great. Other people are moving that way. Not for me, right? But now you have a new experience. that you can talk about, that you can think of, that you can pull from, that you can add value to. Experiences are what give us a better future and a better understanding of the decisions that we should make in the future in order to have the life that we want. And without new experiences, we don't really know what's making us happy. And a lot of times, not a lot of times, you're not going to find yourself in the places where you lost yourself. And if you're starting to feel lost, if you're starting to feel stuck, you're not going to find yourself again, right? You're not going to get reignited and find yourself again in the same damn routine, talking to the same damn people, doing the same damn thing every damn day, eating the same damn food, moving the exact same way. You're not going to find yourself again there if you lost yourself there. You're going to have to go out and try something big or new, or talk to new people, or get in a totally different routine, try a new job, try a new thing in order to find yourself again. And I think that sometimes we can think like, well, if I leave this job or if I go find this new group of friends, like I don't like leaving. I'm scared of not having certainty. And the only certain thing in life is uncertainty. If you're afraid of the next step because you're not certain, then you can be certain that you will lose yourself doing the same thing over and over again. So you can ensure certainty of I'm never going to get happier than I am now, or you can take some uncertain steps and absolutely freaking learn something whether you win or fail. And I will tell you that I will take an uncertain step every time rather than the certain decision of regression, going backwards and ensuring yesterday or tomorrow will be exactly like today was. If you cannot handle another day like you're today, then you have to do something different and you have to switch up your energy or you're turning into a pond. Do you want to be a pond or do you want to be a river? I think I'd always prefer river, ocean, lake over being stagnant, a pond and starting to stink, right? I don't know about you, but when my energy is stagnant and I don't feel good, like I just know I stink. Like I stink at relationships. I stink at new ideas. I stink at humaning. I stink at being nice. I stink at all of those things. So I'm so grateful for you guys. I hope that you go and think about a way to go and move and do something different. Talk to new people. Go take a new class. Try something new. Start a new job. Start a new side hustle. Whatever it is, it's going to move that energy. And energy wants to move. It's begging you to move. It's begging to give you the gifts that when you move it, energy brings you. Sending you so much love. I would love if you would go leave me a 5-star review. I'd love to give you a shout out. I'd love to know who's listening and what you want to hear and why you're listening. And until next time, earn your happy. Thank you guys so much.